Welcome to another episode of the American Cattleman Podcast and our special producer profile. Just ahead, we have American Cattleman publisher Gail McKinney as he sits down with Tom Draper from Draper Family Cattle from Amboy, Illinois. But first, a word from Bob Tallman and our sponsor, Rawhide Portable Corral.
We understand cattle. That's why the world's first hydraulic corral just keeps getting better. Our system is simple, flexible, and durable, built to keep your cattle operations easy and trouble-free. All the best features of a portable system with unmatched customer service is why Rawhide is often imitated, never duplicated. The Rawhide Portable Corral.
Today, you will learn more about the history of Draper Family Cattle, their operation, and about their bull, Hummel Fitzroy. Just a quick reminder, for previous producer profile podcasts, check out our website, www.americancattleman.com. Before we kick it over to Gail, here's Michael with a quick word from our sponsor, Lewis Cattle Oilers.
For cattlemen, choosing the right pest control program for your cattle can be expensive and frustrating. The Lewis Cattle Oiler provides effective year-long control of all major pests. Treatment is effective throughout varying life cycles and feeding habits. Controlling pests the Lewis way saves time and minimizes the cost per animal. The convenience of the self-treatment system eliminates stress caused by extra trips through the chute. LewisCattleOiler.com.
Now here is Gail McKinney.
Thank you, Dustin. Hey, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the American Cattleman Podcast and our special producer profile. Thank you so much for joining us again today. My name is Gail McKinney, and I'm your host today, and I'm also the publisher of the American Cattleman, and I'm so pleased to have you here with me for this episode of the producer profile. Today's guest is Tom Draper with Draper Family Cattle out of Amboy, Illinois. Welcome to the American Cattleman Podcast, Tom.
Thank you, Gail. Glad to be here.
Tom, for those folks who may not know about Draper Family Cattle, and you know, even for those folks that do, can you just kind of give us a little update on your operation, your background, and your history there?
Sure. We are probably going on a fourth generation here of livestock, mostly cattle. I'm in the Angus business and also with some Simmental breeding stock. We've got about 60 cows that we run total. Approximately 20 of those are recips that we do some IVF work with mostly Angus sires and a few Simmentals. I've got a small battery of about 10 donor cows that we are using for the most part. We're kind of focusing on show heifers that are going to turn out to be high-producing replacement females. We've had pretty good success so far. Our show ring work has come out pretty well. And then the thing we're most proud of is the production that those heifers go on to get embedded in. So that's kind of our main focus here. Yeah, we're in northern Illinois.
Sure, Tom. And then, so with the show heifers, are you also selling some of those heifers for other folks to show, or are you doing all that show work yourself?
Yes, we're done showing. We occasionally have gotten into an open show or two, but for the most part, we're selling hopefully to junior members that are doing, you know, 4-H FFA, and then we'll hopefully use those heifers to start their own herd or add to their family's herd would be our main goal.
That's great. I'm so glad to hear that. It's so important that we figure out how to keep youth involved in this industry, and folks like you are just integral to that whole process. So I'm really happy to hear that. Tom, we're going to visit today about a bull named Hummel Fitzroy. And there's some cool background on that. That bull actually didn't come from anywhere in the United States. It actually came from Argentina, I believe. So can you kind of walk us through that and how that all came out?
Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting story. Dale Hummel down in East Central Illinois there, he got the ball rolling with bringing the genetics up here from Argentina. Don Aparicio Cerucho was the bull, and Rubetta Fontana the cow, and they're just very impressive animals. And I was really really taken with the structural correctness and the build of the bulls. And he has brought them up here. They're virtually total outcross to anything in the United States. I believe there is a little bit of SAV Bismarck in the far background, but he brought those embryos up here and had them in Canada, and then got the calves born and brought them in that way. And we are just very impressed with the cattle, with the bulls. He ended up, I believe Coleman Angus has one of the, a very high selling bull called South America. Our Fitzroy is a full brother to South America. And then there's two other brothers as well. I believe, I don't know if they're, I think they're both maybe out at Coleman's, all three of them possibly. But just very impressive structurally and naturally muscle. And it was just a very interesting, it's interested me to bring something new like that in. And it's quite an undertaking for him. And he had several hurdles to jump over and had a nitrogen tank get emptied out and had to kind of start over from scratch and kept with it and made it happen. And we're just real happy with the results we're getting out of this bull. And I know Coleman's are very happy with the results they're getting too. So it's been a very interesting little ride here.
So Tom, I have a picture in front of me that was in our magazine, American Cattleman, and that is Hummel Fitzroy in that photo, correct?
Yes, that's a little over, I believe he's a little past yearling in that photo there.
Yeah. Really stout-looking bull with such a clean head.
Yes, very clean fronted, very clean front-end structures, clean jointed. The foot and leg structure and the hip structure is just very, very good on them. They've improved the structure every time we've used them. We've just been happy, real satisfied with the way that goes. And then the calving ease has been exceptional. And the thing that I didn't really expect wasn't really looking for, but the newborn vigor of these calves has just been amazing. I've noticed myself and some friends and co-producers that have had calves, and they've noted, specifically noted that these calves are just up and sucking within a few minutes of being born. And that's just a real positive trait, I think, for the commercial end as well.
So on the show heifers that you're producing, what percentage of them are out of the Fitzroy bull?
Well, I've been IVFing with him and cleanup as well. And I want to say every heifer that we have gotten out of him, we have either sold as a show heifer or as a replacement female. So we're having, and now we're not, he's not getting as heavily used as maybe his brother out there in Montana, but the percentage is real high of what we're either keeping or selling as show or replacements.
Okay. And so Tom, how would a 4-H'er who's listening today, or FFA guy, gal, how would they go about purchasing one of your heifers? This is private treaty, correct?
Yes, we do private treaty along with an occasional internet offering as well, online offering as well. You can get a hold of me at Draper Family Cattle is 815-622-4605. We're in Amboy, Illinois. Fitzroy is also available at Cattle Visions. He's listed in their catalog as well.
Okay.
And that would be, if you're interested in heifers or semen from me. I also, if anybody's nearby, I have semen locally here too, but Cattle Visions is also carrying them.
So we're talking about these kids going on and putting these heifers into commercial operations. How do they perform out there against your competition? We're in a competitive business, as you know, and we all get along and we're all part of the cattle industry, but we also compete. So how does this bloodline compete out there with everything else?
Well, we've had good success. So we have not won any large shows, but we've had excellent results on the regional and local level. Our main focus has been getting them in production, and of course the first females are just now calving, and we've had very positive reports. Everybody's been very happy with what they've gotten out of the daughters of Fitzroy. So we're very positive on the future of him. And also we've had a lot of 4-H'ers that have used him on their show heifers as well to get that first calf with hopefully problem free. And he's been working real well on just all breeds of those heifers, super calving ease, good newborn vigor and so forth.
Great. Tom, we just really thank you today for visiting with us, and we want to thank you and your Ranch Draper Family Cattle for what you do for the cow-calf industry. And if one more time, if you want to give folks your information, I think that'd be good for contacting you.
Right, sure, thanks. We can be reached at 815-622-4605. Or if you're interested in semen, you can call me or you can contact Cattle Visions for Hummel Fitzroy Semen.
Great. Everyone, that's Tom Draper of Draper Family Cattle. If you're looking for strong heifers out of a really good-looking bull, this Hummel Fitzroy bull, you need to take a look at that. Clean-headed thing, really stout up front, just a really good-looking Angus bull. And we think there's just no way you can go wrong with this. And a great family. So please visit them and do some business with Draper Family Cattle. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the American Cattleman Podcast. Tell your friends and neighbors about us. Take care.
A special thanks to Tom Draper from Draper Family Cattle for chatting with us today. Make sure you check out their upcoming private treaty sale. For other upcoming sales, check out our April edition online at www.americancattleman.com. And here's Michelle with a quick word from one of our sponsors, the official hat company of the American Cattleman, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery.
It's way more than just a hat. It's a piece of American tradition. We're talking about Shorty's Cowboy Hattery, the finest handmade hats in the country. Founded by National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame, Lavona Shorty Coger. For over 30 years, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery has covered the heads of rodeo stars, music stars, working ranch cowboys, and folks that just want to look like one. Shorty's hats remain world famous and are sought after for their attention to detail, intricate sewing process, and signature beaver fur and beaver fur blends. You gotta get you one or two. Visit shortieshattery.com because you deserve the best.
Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the American Cattleman Podcast and our producer profile. Thanks again to our sponsors, Rawhide Portable Corrals, Lewis Cattle Oilers, and Shorty's Cowboy Hattery. The American Cattleman Podcast is produced by the American Cattleman Magazine. Check out our website, americancattleman.com, or find us on social media by simply searching for American Cattleman. Thanks again for joining us for another producer profile. Until next time, make sure the gate is always closed.